Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dave. It's so good to talk to you. You are now a full-fledged Maui resident, correct?
Well, we are. I mean, we're always going to be coming back here. I mean, right now, we are here, pretty much because there's, until I can go back to work, thank God we have a place here, is all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, I thank God that you do, too. It's so nice to have you and Winifred. Winifred's such a beam of light. So it's nice to see her posting pictures of her.
Butterflies and unicorns, Cindy, okay?
Butterflies and unicorns, indeed. Well, I really wanted to talk to you, Dave, because you're obviously the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and you reimagined that amazing, iconic album, Alone Together. Again,
yes.
You added the again. It's the 50th anniversary, and it's kind of like.
Yes.
Did it bring back memories when you were working on bringing this back to life again and reimagining it?
You know what? I mean, in all honesty, I vividly I don't really remember the sessions. I know we did it, but. It's weird.
Where was this recorded? Was this in England or where?
No. This was done in Sunset Sound in Los Angeles.
Oh, it was.
I recorded in 1969 when I moved over here.
And who was on this this release?
On which one? The original or
the original?
My remake.
The original.
Oh God! Jim Gordon, Jim Keltner. Leon Russell, Rita Coolidge, Carl Radle, a bunch of people, yeah.
Some of the greats?
Some of the session people that were around in Los Angeles at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, when I look at the list of songs, you know, of course, I was playing all these songs on my... when I was on the radio there in the early days, and all of these songs I played, but... each of these songs so great. Only You Know and I Know, Can't Stop Worrying, Can't Stop Loving, Waiting on You, Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Gave, World in Changes, Sad and Deep as You, Just a Song, and Look at Me, Look at You. I mean, you know, these days, Dave, as you know and I know, if you get one big hit off a release, you're doing really well. Sometimes you can get two, right? And
I don't think there are any hits anymore, actually. But
you might be right.
Whatever.
No, you're right. It's like a download that is doing pretty well, or a good video that does well. But
World in Changes is is the only thing I radically changed on the new CD. Did you get a copy of this yet or not?
No, I didn't. No.
You didn't? Oh, well, then you don't know.
No, tell me.
Well, I'm going to see you in a day or two, aren't I?
I'm open. Are you going to come in? I didn't
know. No, I'm going to be there. Yesterday, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I had this whole nonsense happen at the house, and I lost track of time. And then I didn't realize that you had a couple of people on the show, so I thought we were just on, so I kept trying to get you. So,
well, you made up for your call today. You did call, and I was prepared as a backup just in case. But I was hoping to see you yesterday. It was kind of juggling.
No.
But I didn't see. I didn't hear World in Changes. But I've heard you redid it.
Well, no. Well, then we will explore it when I see you in a day or two.
Well, tell me when that is, because I don't know what the day or two is.
Aren't I supposed to be coming in to do something with you?
I thought you were, but you said you'd have to wait till after Thanksgiving. But that's okay. We'll work on that.
Thanksgiving. Okay, well, then we'll have to wait till then. But, of course, you know what I should do? When Winifred's in town there, I'll have her drop one.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be great. So anyway, you are on the air live. Let's talk some more about this big event. You're going to have a Facebook Live event on Friday, correct?
Yeah, we've been doing that for 2 or 3 weeks, and we do have one on Friday. Absolutely. So, if there's any, please call in or log in to it. I don't know what the exact how you
I imagine
that.
You put in Dave Mason.
Facebook Live. Okay, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Facebook it's Live
Dave
on
Mason,
Dave Mason.
Facebook Live, Winifred? Yes, Winifred says.
Hi, Winifred.
Dave Mason, Facebook Live, yeah.
And it's at 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock our time here? Because it says 4 PT.
Is it 2 our time here, honey? Do you know? Well,
I think it is because it says 4 o'clock.
It's noon, PT. It's either noon or 2.
It'd be 2 because it says 4 p.m. PT and we're 2 hours behind. So it'd be 2 on Friday. So tell me about what you did with World in Changes to switch it up.
Oh, well, it's absolutely nothing like the original. It's the only thing on there that isn't.
So what's it like?
Which I had a choice between the original version, the way I did it, and this. And I just was like, you know what? I think something just... And one more appropriate song than World in Changes, anyway.
That's true. No, that's...
And the fact of the matter is the song's as timeless as you could get. I mean, we're in a hyper World in Changes at the moment. So it's still very current. And it's in a sort of hybrid reggae feel.
Who's on it?
Who is on that? I cut this like 10 years ago. yeah. Well, it's me, all me vocally and guitar wise, and I'm just trying to think who else I had on there. I think Leon's son is on there.
Oh, really?
Teddy Jack, I think, I'm pretty sure, did a lot of some of the keyboard work and helped me put the track together, actually. And I think basically that was it. It's more of a record, you know, produced record.
Yeah.
But it's just very cool. And I'm sure the purists will be up in arms, but you know.
Well, because you made changes to World and Changes, and you're not supposed to make changes. They can buy the original.
Exactly. You know, they can get the original one. So, Sad and Deep, as you actually cut the track for Sad and Deep, the rest of them are pretty much all live, except for me redoing the vocals in the studio.
Oh.
All the tracks are pretty much cut live. The Sad and Deep as You, which personally I just love so much more than the original, is I originally cut it at a little show that Lee Abrams had me do at Sirius, at XM rather, for I think it was some Japanese car dealers in the studio down there in Washington. And then it's from that show. So it's a live version. Then I had a good friend of mine put this beautiful sort of Spanish guitar on it for me. Because it was really not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that on there. And it came out just great. Lots of vibe, lots of feeling on it.
So
and the tracks are, you know... And because the rest of the album is pretty much mostly all my road band, you know, people have been with me. Like, I mean, say John Sambadero has played with me on and off for gosh the last 40 years. So, and the rest of them have been with me a while. So, it has a little more zip in it. You know, it'd be like if I'd have had that session, like if I'd have had Leon and all those people. And if I'd have had them out in the road for a month or so before we cut the original alone together, it would have had just that little extra something, I think.
But
even as good as it was, it would have just had that little extra something, you know.
So you worked on this track when you had the studio up in Reno. Did you do the work yourself, or did you have someone work doing them? Who did the mix and mastering and everything for you?
I have a really great young friend, Matt Lanesh,
mm-hmm.
who I use as my engineer on stuff. And he has a nice studio, full studio down in L.A.
Cool.
But he's great. So I use him. Lurson is a mastering company. again in L.A. And but most of it all was finished and done at whilst we were in Reno.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have
then
a...
the album, and then the little jack, you know, the CD is multicolored, just like the original.
I think that's exciting. I remember the original, actually. Yeah.
All right, and the jacket is fold out just like the original.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful.
And then in January, because it takes a while to do it, it's a special order, so we won't have them till January, unfortunately. I will be putting a limited vinyl.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Do you still have an LP player?
I do. It's in storage at the moment in Nevada.
Yeah. So you're building a studio here now?
I just had the main parts of my studio, which are very few, all put in road cases, and they've been shipped over here, and I have a nice little setup in our little tiny house here. Overlooking the pool.
Well, that's nice.
I can make some music, thank God, so I don't go crazy.
Yeah, no, you have to. And, you know, it's hard because of when you were geared up, you were on the road in March, and you just had finished up when it started getting really bad, right? And you had to kind of rush home on
Well, they just started shutting down. I mean, that's when it was like, it wasn't a question of whether we decided to go home or not. It was
the venues.
More a question of like it got to the point where the venues were just canceling the shows. So, we were out ready to rock for the whole year.
You had the bus and everything all set up and ready to roll, and it just had to...
We were doing shows.
Yeah.
The last show we did was on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then Winifred and I got in the bus, and we debated about flying. It was just like, new. I don't think we're going to do that. So we got on the bus and...
My gosh.
Drove from... where the hell were we, Wynn? Where were we in East Coast? What was the town? Remember? Albany or something? No. Oh, further. Way up, way up northern New York.
So you drove across the entire country.
We drove. Me and Winifred and the dog and David, my driver.
Wow.
Drove back to Reno.
With no one else?
Winifred freaking out all the way with bottles of disinfectant and all this shit. Screaming at me and Dave because we were like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, it's cool.
She's right, you know. Winifred is always, I'm just going to tell you, she is always right, Dave. I'm taking sides here.
Well, I don't blame her. She might be one of the best decisions I ever made in my life.
Yes, absolutely true. And you know, you're still here. You know, you can get out on the beach and you can walk. And, you know, it's not bad. Five Palms down there. You can go get a bite to eat. You know,
this is great. Are you kidding? I'm. You know, here's the thing is that I'm 74 and I've been doing this basically on the road since I was in my early 20s. So it's a long time. And frankly, I'd been, you know, the last couple of years going, God, I'd have to take like a year off.
Yeah.
I didn't know the universe was about to make me take
a
year off. But it's, for me, it's great. I need the million mile overhaul anyway.
Well, you know what else you could do? You could start doing your bio there. You could record into your recorder your little stories chapter by chapter.
And, yeah, well, we haven't finished writing it yet. I'm do that every Tuesday with my co-writer.
How's it coming?
Facebook and all that stuff and everybody, you got to write a book, you should write a book, you've done all it, played with all these people, and I'm like, big deal.
But you've got good stories. You've got great stories. I love the story you told me about Jimi Hendrix and you hearing Bob Dylan play all on the Watchtower.
But the really great stories, Cindy, really have nothing to do with music.
But that's okay.
Don't know if I really want to tell.
Yeah, you got to. You got to do that in a book. Those are the great stories people want. That's what people want.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
No, you got to do
I'll get into as much as I can, but, you know.
I think it'd be great. So. I'd read it. Absolutely. You've played with some of the great ones. You really have. I mean, you look back, and unfortunately, a lot of those people aren't here anymore.
Right.
I mean, when you think about Leon Russell, of course, gone now, and And all those wonderful
Hendrix,
people.
Hendrix, Russell.
Yes, yeah.
George Harrison.
Yep. Yep.
Phoebe Snow.
Yeah, Phoebe, yeah. Absolutely great people. But thank God we've got the wonderful people like Pat Simmons, who you play with here still, and Michael McDonald. But we don't think there's...
Yep.
Is there going to be a virtual Shep Gordon party at the end of the year? Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think Shep really knows.
Yeah.
Really yet. You know, obviously he's a new daddy.
He's happy. It's good to see his dream come true, and what a beautiful baby he's got, right?
Yeah, actually, he's like little Elvis Presley.
Yeah, he does look. That's what I said.
He's got a big head of black hair.
I think it's Elvis reincarnated. I swear to God,
it could be.
So much like
but
Elvis.
He looks like he's destined for something.
Oh, you bet. Oh, my God, with those blue eyes and that smile, my gosh. And, you don't need a baby because you got your dog. I'm saying that you got the cutest dog.
Hey, honey, at this age, please. It's like, you know, there's no way.
You got a great dog. But come on, it's a lot less hassle. But anyway.
Oh, Star. Oh, no. Well, yeah.
Yes,
she's a little love dog. Anyway.
Yes, she's a love dog. Absolutely. Well, people can go to DaveMasonMusic.com.
Yes, for the CD. You can pre-order, by the way, the CD there, DaveMasonMusic.com. I think we've got some signed copies. And actually, you know what? There's some starting to build my YouTube channel in their TV channel. There's actually some cool stuff starting to go up. There's a couple of things from the Dubiz Journey Tour that we did 3 years ago,
four years ago. That's wonderful.
But there's a great version of Watchtower with me and Neil Sean.
Really?
Came out and did it with me. And
that's great.
John McPhee.
Wow.
And, there's a couple of good, really cool live things there.
Well,
some old archival stuff starting to go up there.
Well, check.
Even I forgot about it. It's like, oh shit, that's good.
You can't
Who
say
is that.
That. It's anyway. Listen, Dave, tell Wynn to call me, and we'll make a time for you to come in the studio. Okay.
All right, honey.
It's good talking to you. Hugs, love.
You too.
Thank you.
Wear your masks out there.
Okay. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.